The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome once again to the Wicked Anime Podcast. This is the 56th episode, and my name is Dylan, and I'm getting over a cold, so hopefully I won't be coughing or blowing my nose too often during this podcast. But anyways, moving on. With me, across the pond, is the stupid awesome analyst, John.
Yo!
And the hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hi.
We're trying to match our the misery of cold in your voice. It's going to be a low-key episode.
I feel fine. It's just I'll be coughing or whatnot, but...
Sorry, we cough it up this episode, because I have a cough, too, that hasn't been going away for like 2 months. I think it's residual from my past colds.
That sounds far more serious than what I have.
But I know. I'm hoping that there's not like something stuck in there.
You should rock some Robitussin.
Isn't that what they use to make meth?
Probably. There's a lot of alcohol in it, too. Or just try meth. Hey, this meth has got Robitussin in it. Okay. Get your cold cleared right up.
Already off to a dark start. Okay, so...
Is this the first episode that's going to air in 2015, or is there another one?
No, actually, our last episode that aired was the very first post of 2015 on New Year's Day.
Okay, so cool. We're following up nicely.
Yes, and yeah, we're already off to... we started on a high point, and now we're all the way down at the bottom again, so... Good on us. We're back to where we should be. Well, this episode, we're going to be pretty close to the new season of anime. It's actually going to start. Yeah, it seems like quite a few of them should have actually already started, but there's a couple out there that aren't even starting for like a month. It's crazy how late some of them are starting.
Yeah, actually, a majority of them will have already started. At the recording of this episode, some of them have only 3 days to go. Some of them only have hours to go before they premiere.
We should get into all that later. And right now, we should focus on some news stories. Swing the news bell.
News.
And just kick off some stuff, media news. We actually talked about this, before we started recording. It really concerning fact that the Japanese birth rate for 2014 hit an all-time low forever. I know that this is a topic that has always been a part of Japanese culture, that their birth rates have been severely low, but they have reached an all-time low of 1.001 million babies born last year.
Huh.
Which, it sounds like a lot of numbers, but it's not good when you consider that the death rate was 1.269 million, which means that there more people died than were born.
Yeah, it means the population got smaller in 2014.
I also saw an attached article that said that in 2060, Japan's population will be one-third what it is now. Huh. So it's like Japan could be like an extinct race.
Japanese people could be an endangered species.
I bet you we're going to see a lot more animes about that in the future. There was also another fact that said that women of the birthing age are depleting as well. Because, there aren't babies being born, and people are just getting older in Japan, that women who are able to have children are just getting older, and they're starting to not be able to have children anymore. So, that's a really big issue. I don't know.
So there's going to be, this weird gap, in their history where nobody can give birth because either everybody's too old or everybody's too young. And then, so you'll have to, wait a generation before everybody is back to where they can start birthing again and bringing the population back up.
That's an odd thing.
It's a really odd thing.
So, next up in media news, which is probably my best segue ever, some people like to celebrate the new year by waiting for Lucky Bags. If you guys aren't familiar with Lucky Bags, they're a thing in Japan that are popular on the New Year's, where you can get grab bags, which you may or may not see at cons every once in a while, that have, like, say you buy $40 or something, there's $60 of stuff in the bag. You can get it for groceries, retail stuff, and then they even also started something for KFC this year, too, so you can get a KFC grab bag to get, you know, some original or crispy recipe.
Get a grab bucket?
In a greasy bag. It all falls out of the bottom.
It probably would. It's kind of gross.
Not if you have a bucket.
Wait, what if you opened it up and it was just a bag full of potatoes? Like, just a bag full of mashed potatoes. No gravy either. It would be the worst thing ever.
That wouldn't be the worst thing ever.
Well, I mean,
if you need gravy, just go buy some gravy. You still got mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like,
I'm just saying, you walk in the store with nothing, you walk out with a bag full of mashed potatoes, that's a good day.
Can they at least throw in a biscuit or something? I don't know.
It's a luck of the draw, man.
It's hidden beneath the mashed potatoes.
I mean, like, I bet you that's what KFCs do all year round. It's just like, what are we going to do with all these mashed potatoes? And then, like, oh, thank goodness, it's almost the end of the year. Let's just take all these potatoes and shovel them into this bag. Well, anyways, there was a... The really big tradition was for the Apple Store's Lucky Bags. Because if you go to an Apple Store, you can get stuff, like, if you get first in line, you can get... iPads and iPhones.
Holy,
like,
crap, how expensive were their Lucky Bags?
Really good stuff. I don't know. But people were willing to wait days outside, like almost like our Black Friday.
Yeah,
people
I was about
were willing
to say. Yeah.
To wait for days for Apple's Lucky Bags. They had people lining up days before this stuff was released. And the problem with it was, because there were so many people lining up, there were... Well, it was sub-zero temperatures. It was below freezing, not sub-zero, but it was below freezing, negative 4.3 degrees Celsius, which is like 23 degrees Fahrenheit. It's unbelievable. Like, it started snowing and it was raining, and there are pictures online of people who were waiting out in the snow and rain, just sitting on the sidewalk. They brought sleeping bags with them and everything. They were just bundled up like cocoons, and there were some people sitting in line. Some of the people who were sitting in line, they were covered in snow and ice. It reminded me of, if you guys remember the end of The Shining, when, spoiler alert, Jack Nicholson's character dies, and he's just sitting there in the snow, frozen like a statue. It looked like that. It was so horrifying.
I don't know, out of context, that photo of him looks pretty funny.
It is, yeah. Just
in the context of the movie, it's very scary, but...
But they walked away with iPads. which is good.
I guess so.
It's worth it.
They can use those for warmth.
Yeah. The glow of the screen will melt the ice, and it will cure your frostbite. So in light of the new Psycho Pass movie that's coming out, the Shinjuku train station has a promotional high-def TV that's takes up an entire wall, and it has a camera from it that's almost like mirroring what's going on, and people can walk up to the wall... And it will scan them. It will give them their Psycho Pass level.
What?
I don't know how it actually does it, but I'm pretty sure that it just randomly generates something. But it gives you a profile from, like, the actual show. It gives you the it takes a picture of your face. Like, it does facial recognition. It takes a picture of your face, and it puts it on a profile with the color that your Psycho Pass level is and what the number is as well. When it generates that your number is high above, like, the psycho level, either it's muddy or clouded, or you're above 100 points, which means you're a psychopath and you should be killed, a character will come out onto the screen and kill you. It will eliminate you, which is pretty cool. It's a good promotion. You get a profile from the show, and then you get killed. Now, it depends on the level. It's randomly generated... As to how you will be eliminated, there's three different ways to do it. You'll either be exploded with the explody gun, you'll get stunned and taken away. I don't know how that works exactly, but I think it's a really cool promotion, and this is just a really cool promotional thing, and it's a really cool step towards technology for me, if you ask me.
Speaking of technology, I can throw in a quick little news story that I don't know a ton about, but
do it.
Toyota's hydrogen-powered car is going on sale in Japan. The first one, I think it's the first mass production hydrogen cell car. I could be wrong about that, but it's the first one I've ever heard about.
Hydrogen cell, so like,
yeah. So it basically, what do they do? I forget. They take hydrogen and as the it produces energy by mixing the hydrogen with the air. Something like that. And it only produces heat and water as exhaust.
Wow.
Is there, like, a mini sun inside of it?
No. I forget what the hydrogen does.
That'd be awesome. Like, can you imagine? It'd be, like, the most fuel-efficient, like, an energy-efficient car, but it'd be the most dangerous as well, because there's, like, a mini sun inside of it, like, so you do not open it.
Yeah, no, you just open it up, and the battery for it is just a Sunny D.
Mixing hydrogen fuel and oxygen in the air. You can look up on the internet more detailed description as to what that actually means, but it's pretty cool. It can actually go pretty far. I on a single tank of hydrogen, I don't know how big the tank is, it can go up to 400 miles, a little over.
Yeah, that's just as good as, you know, anything else that we have right now.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, with no gas, and I'm assuming it can go, you know, a decent speed as well. I don't think it mentioned in this article that I'm looking about that, but I would assume so. And it looks way cooler than the Prius, which is a good thing, because I don't understand why they made a really eco-friendly car look so ugly, but they did that with the Prius.
So let's move on to some gaming news. I only got one for gaming news. I don't know if anybody has anything else, but my news story was that Nintendo of America executives announced that there's not going to be a new Mario title released this year.
Oh, no.
I guarantee you there's going to be a game with Mario in it, though.
I would imagine so. I mean, that's such a wide array of games. There's not going to be a Mario Sports game. There's not going to be a new Mario Party. There's not going to be a new Mario World. Not even for, like, the 3DS, like Luigi's Mansion or...
Well, they said Mario. They mention anything about Luigi?
Yeah, and it's about time that Princess Peach gets her own game, too.
What kind of cleaning thing would Princess Peach have if Mario had the water pack and Luigi had the vacuum? Those games were some of the more fun Mario and Luigi games I've played. I don't know. Sunshine, yeah. And...
I don't think we ever played Sunshine.
I did. I tried Super Mario Sunshine once.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yep, that was the same theme song.
Yeah, and he was singing about Princess Peach.
Yeah.
So do you have any gaming news, Andrew?
Yeah, I do. So it's been announced that J-Star Victory is getting a North American release next summer.
Probably this summer, actually, 2015. That's pretty awesome.
So it's going to be called J-Star's Victory versus Plus. Now, the first J-Star Victory, which we have talked about in previous games, you know, it has 1,000 tons of Shonen Jump characters to play as. But now it's getting a PS4, PS3, and PS Vita release for North America, which is neat. But, according to some of our friends who have bought the exports, I should say, of J-Star's Victory, says it is no bueno.
So it's not a good game?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about it. I still really want to play it, because, I mean, it's got, you know, all of our favorite Shonen Jump characters.
Yeah, I mean, like, I thought it would be fun, but I don't really know how the game works itself. It could be a lot less fun when you don't know how to read Japanese.
I guess so. But, you know, it's just cool you get to go in, fight it out as Toriko, Jojo, Kenshiro, Raoul.
Just a fighting game, right?
Think of the Naruto games, you know, how fighting, that kind of fighting style.
Yeah, I was just curious if it was like a fighting game like that, or if it was like a Dynasty Warriors type thing.
Oh, yeah, no. It plays like the Naruto Ninja Storm games.
Gotcha.
Kinda, and it's all...
Those games are fun.
They are fun. So, who knows, it could have just been a bad review, somebody who didn't like those games, or hasn't played those games and didn't know. But I do enjoy those kind the Naruto games, they are pretty fun. So, I still am kind of confident about it, I still want to try it out. But we do have that little review leaning over our heads.
So it's time for some strange news. First up in strange news, everybody knows about mochi. It's the treat that circulates Japan, especially around New Year's. It's like a super sticky sweet bun that is...
Does it have like octopus in the middle?
No, it has a bunch of different styles. There's chocolate mochi. There's like regular plain mochi is just kind of like a pastry, but it can also have sweet bean in it, like red bean paste.
Mochi, IE. Hey, mochi, mochi.
What?
It's a song. I don't know what the name of the song is. I never actually sing the real lyrics anyways.
So, mochi is one of the best treats to have during New Year's in Japan. It is also one of the most deadliest.
What?
We had a report, because mochi is, because it's such a sweet, sticky, like, if you look up mochi on the internet, you'll see anime, you know, fan art pictures of it, and, you know, it's that long, stringy, almost caramel-like look to it. When you see people making it, they're beating it with a really big hammer,
yep.
and it's really stringy and long. Well, apparently, it's become one of the most deadliest treats in Japan to eat because of it's so sticky and gooey, and it's killed 9 people in 2015 already.
Wow. Not in 2015?
In 2015, 9 people killed from mochi. And
that's a good average on mochi's part.
Hold on. 128 people hospitalized from it.
Wow. That's not really good considering their birth rate.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I mean, that's an insane number for people who want to, you know, eat something. Mochi's supposed to be happy. It's like a pastry. But I guess the main thing is it's little kids or old people who don't chew their food anymore because they need to eat everything through straws. This episode is really dark. Dylan, are your lights off? Well, turn your lights off.
Well, there are no lights on, but the sun's coming through. The sun is kind of a big light that I can't turn off.
Close those shades.
You have sun?
Yeah, it's almost 80 degrees here.
Yeah, it's a nice Boston gray outside right now.
Oh, man.
oh man.
Wish it was...
Everybody close your curtains, turn off your lights, and listen to this dark episode.
That's right.
It's 2015. It's not getting much better.
So, next up in strange news, after that dark story, we got an even darker story about something exploding in China.
Woo! Bang.
Boom. Okay. So, there was a septic truck that exploded on the side of the street in China.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think
really
I saw
gross.
Photos of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? There are photos?
There are photos based off of, or not even based off of, you know, linked to last episode where we had something exploded in China that Glitch brought to us with the septic tank exploding and
exploding.
And knocking down a building.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a truck that was carrying waste. And it literally rained.
Yeah.
It rained fecal matter on people.
Oh, my goodness.
Covered head to toe.
Yeah, it, like, covered the side of a building, too.
Yeah, you can look at the pictures online. It's so nasty. Like,
oh, I don't want to.
And the people on the side of the road, like, there are people who got their picture taken on. They're just standing there.
They don't look like they give a shit, though. They look so, like, they do not care about
they
it.
They just accepted it. Just, like, they're just sitting there with the most...
They're just like, yep, same old shit.
Oh, man. I mean, what a spectacle to behold. I mean, like, I would have, like, if you were on the other side of the street and just boom across.
I just imagine, like the truck driver just driving and, like, the truck comes to a stop, you know, as if he just.
That was the worst time to drink water ever. I am soaked.
I didn't even get to the part.
I didn't even understand what was so funny about that yet. So he stops the truck.
I don't know anymore. I just spit water all over me.
Anyway, I don't know. Now I don't even. I guess that there we go. That was the funniest thing I've ever said.
Yeah.
I just imagined him pulling up, coming to a stop, and then
just randomly,
like, would he know? Like, did he know it was gonna happen? You know, like, did he get out and just like, oh crap, and run, like run, start running.
Oh,
like,
what is that crap. Guy
running? Boom! Jeez, I don't even know.
That truck driver better have gone down with the ship.
Well, gone down with the shit.
I gotta change my shirt.
All right, somebody stop a truck there.
I guess so.
That's probably exactly what they said after it happened. Ah, I gotta change my shirt.
I guess so.
Wow.
And that's as strange as it gets. It's time to move on to what we're watching. Anybody watching anything?
Not really, but I did watch an episode or two of Yu-Gi-Oh! Recently on some series that I never finished from the original season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Still holding up?
I looking back through like all the seasons from just the original one with actual Yu-Gi in it, there was a ton of stuff I never saw.
What is it now? Is it like the four kids dub version that you're watching, or are you finding like the original?
Yeah,
Japanese
it's on
release?
Hulu, so it's the really crappy dub.
Awesome.
With the where Joey's from like New York.
Yeah.
Hey, Yugi's. It's time to duels.
Well, I got back into the routine of watching The World God Only Knows. If you guys don't remember, I talked about this a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I don't even remember you starting this series, but you're on like season four now, right?
Three. There's three seasons on Crunchyroll. And then, so basically they released season one and two, and then they released a couple OVAs, and then they released a third season. And I'm on the third season right now. And back when I talked about it, I discussed that this show has the cutest girls in any anime I have ever seen.
Waifu alert.
And, like, every single one of them. Like, this show, it is, I really like the show. It's probably up there, I don't know, top five favorites right now. At the moment, you know, it'll probably get bumped. Because it's really funny. It's really cute. Regardless of where it is in my favorite animes list, it will always be, like, number one in having the consistency of having the cutest girls in any anime ever. Well, next to Susei no Gargantia, probably. So I'm almost done with it, actually. I'm almost finished with season three. It's really good. I highly recommend The World God Only Knows. It's all on Crunchyroll for free. It's really funny.
No, they don't have the OVAs, though.
They don't have the OVAs.
Which is imperative between season two and three.
Yeah.
Because they add characters in the OVAs, and, yep, and they're in season three. But you said that you didn't watch them.
I didn't, but I understand who they are, because they give you a rundown of the OVAs.
Yeah, but that's not cool.
No, it's not, but I will say that I'm bothered that I didn't see them, but it's gotten to the point in the series where I know them enough where it makes sense. So it does still work, but I do recommend that if you are gonna watch it, make sure you do watch the OVAs, because I didn't, and I'll probably find them somehow.
Well, this is going on a classic route here, because I also started rewatching an older anime that I'm revisiting, which is Eye Shield 21, probably my favorite, and if not the best, sports anime ever made. It's about Japanese students playing American football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those exceptions to your anime thinks you're dumb, because it's for a Japanese audience, and they're teaching you how to play Japanese or American football. And the series is so long, and they have all of it on Crunchyroll.
Well, it's a shonen.
Yeah, but I love it so much. It's so much fun. The reason why I like Eye Shield so much is because every single character in it's like a Dick Tracy villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, like because of their special powers. Like, there's one guy who's like has really good long reach, or Eye Shield's a really good rushing.
So it's essentially it's One Piece, but instead of pirates, it's football players.
Yeah. Essentially. Mm-hmm. That's actually a really good definition for it. That's all for what we're watching.
Yeah.
Let's take a visit to the toy shelf.
Okay, so this week on the toy shelf, a whole bunch of cool things. If you if you go to jlist.com, go to the figures, and you can see all the coolest, newest toys that are being released, set for pre-order, all that kind of stuff. So what do we got for you this week? Well, there's a female Kirito Figma that is out now. Has the laser sword and a gun. And Figmas are great, because they're incredibly poseable. Not to the definition of Revlotex. Revlotex can pretty much be posed into anything. But Figmas have, you know, switchable faces, switchable hands and props.
And you can even buy upgrades to those, like backgrounds and settings and all these different kinds of things to set up your cool Figmas. So there's a new Kirito one amongst all the other Sword Art Online 2 stuff. Here's one that I really want to talk about because it's really relevant to me. It's a 1/6 size scale, which for you guys that don't know, 1/6 is probably the most common size for large figurines. The most common sizes for figurines are 1/8, 1/6, and 1/7. So now there's a 1/6 figurine of Roberta from Black Lagoon coming out, and it's the bloody version. She's covered in blood, which is freaking sweet. Because Roberta is absolutely out of her mind.
I've seen this one. Oh, man. Okay, I'm looking on the website, and I've seen one being posted around somewhere. I don't know what anime it's from, but it's some red-haired girl, and she is wearing a short skirt.
Yes.
And this is a pencil holder. Now, where can you put the pencil? Now, she's wearing a short skirt. You can only imagine. You can stick it between her butt cheeks. It goes on your desk, and the butt cheeks are like shavable, so you can hold whatever you want, like that's thin enough in between this figure's butt cheeks.
The amiibos are still coming out, so we have Pikachu amiibo finally being released, and we also have Captain Falcon
Samus.
And Samus,
not Zero Suit Samus,
regular Samus.
Zero Suit's hot.
So that's what you have for your toy shelf, guys. Woo!
Yeah, I need a new pencil holder. So it is time to move on to our Tamagotchi for this episode. And this episode, we don't really have a discussion that we want to do, but we do want to talk about the new season of winter anime. Am I wrong? Does it seem like a smaller season to you?
That is perfectly fine with me.
Yeah, me too. I mean, like, I'm totally fine with the season being small because I can keep up with it, thank goodness. Do we even have to talk about it? Like, let's just dive right into it. Do we even have to talk about the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure starting up again?
No, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure starts in January, and it's actually really, really soon.
Actually, the first episode will already come out by there.
We're watching JoJo, guys.
Why aren't you watching JoJo? One of the ones that caught my eye was Binon Koku Chikyu Boe Boo Love. That is an unbelievably long title. It seems like titles in Japan keep getting longer and longer. It seems like it's a show. It's like a magical girl anime, but it's magical boy. Like, it seems like there's a club of boys who are
magical.
I don't know. They're dressed in bright colors. It's literally looks like a magical girl anime.
But it's boys.
They look like they're dressed as girls too.
One image. I'm watching the little video that they linked to it.
Actually, this one has already started airing. Absolute Duo. It's already on episode 2, coming out in six days.
Weird scene. I was watching it without sound, but there was a weird scene where they're all in a bathtub, and then that pink weird animal thing jumps in.
Oh boy. Oh boys.
So one of the ones that I'm looking forward to on the list, I haven't heard anything about it, and I certainly haven't read the manga, but it's called Death Parade. Now,
I've heard of this one before.
Yeah. Now, it looks cool. Just the art alone makes it look pretty sweet.
Well, it's Madhouse.
And that is exactly what I was going to say, I'm excited for it because it's the next Madhouse production. I'm always excited for Madhouse productions because their animation is awesome, their art style is awesome, everything looks great from Madhouse. Parasite is a great show that's still running this season. It's overlapping, which I am super happy about because it is awesome. So yes, Death Parade is something that I look. So one of the next ones that's coming up that I am also very excited for is Assassination High School.
Yeah, I know about this one.
And this is a long time running shonen manga, where essentially it's a class filled with, you know, assassins in training. They're all high school students, and the whole idea is that they have to kill their teacher by the time they graduate. Or he's gonna destroy the world. This is a very famous thing, apparently. Everybody has probably seen, at least who's in the anime fandom, has seen the smiley face guy with the tentacles. He's, believe it or not, he's actually a character in J-Star's Victory coming out.
Yeah, I started reading the manga to it, and it seems pretty cool. Yeah. I'll definitely give it a shot. It seems like it's gonna be interesting.
Funny enough, you mentioned manga. A show that I have read the manga for is also coming out. And that is Isuka. Now, lo and behold, this is an ecchi anime, or it's going to be an ecchi anime because it's an ecchi manga. The studio doing it is ARMS. yay! Everybody knows, or at least if you've seen our videos, that I like to talk about Arms Corporation because the animes that they make are very low budget and they're really funny. You know, I do sometimes enjoy watching their animes, and they do have good shows in their roster, including my favorite Elfin Lied. Anyway, Isuka is a show about basically a normal kid gets caught up with this girl who is a demon hunter, and he releases one of the demons that she's captured. He basically gets caught up in her whole daily life, and he ends up staying with her somehow. I read the manga a long time ago, so I forget how it all kicks off, but she's really filthy, she lives in a mess, and he cleans it all up. Like, he's a neat freak and she's not. There's a harem of characters that get mixed into it, one of which is a cat girl, which is one of the demon that she captured. So there's this whole cat girl character aspect in it. Surprise, Ecchi anime.
Surprise, also, Andrew saw it.
That's right. Are you surprised? No, you're not. But it is a comedy. It's an action comedy. It's supernatural everything. I'm actually looking forward to it. I am going to keep up with that one, regardless of it being an ecchi anime, which I am not really a huge fan of all the time. There's a lot of nudity in it. That was one of the things that got caught up.
It'll never make it onto TV.
You'll have to wait for like the Blu-ray releases.
There's gonna be so many light
beams. Yeah, it's gonna be an anime where they have so many of those magical appearing light beams showing up everywhere, or
steam everywhere.
Yeah, random dark shadows.
They're driving their hydrogen cars all over the place.
I'm looking forward to Rolling Girls. It's the next anime done by Wit Studios, and the last project they did was Attack on Titan. Japan's been split up into different mobs, and they ride around Japan and mediate battles between nations and clans. And it looks really trippy, like the artwork itself. Like I said last season, is that I will watch a show just based on the artwork. And it looks like it's kind of got like a Bakemonogatari feel to it, with the art house color acid trip look. I'll check it out. I liked Wit Studios' other projects, so, you know, why not give this a shot?
For those people who are fans, or at least keep up with anything that's Japanese culture, you've probably heard of the trend of Kantai Collection.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the aspect where they basically make moetons based on naval battleships.
Everybody has seen the girl with the black bow that looks like she has bunny ears, with the extremely short skirt and the red striped socks.
Yeah, that's she's only one of the Kantai Collection girls.
Yeah, but she's the most popular. Yeah.
Anyway, there's an anime coming out for Kantai Collection. It's actually called Kantai Collection. I don't know. I really don't know what to expect of it, other than, hey, moe girls doing naval stuff.
I might give a couple of the ones that you guys had mentioned a shot. I thought Rolling Girls looked interesting also. And I saw the first episode of Ald Noah Zero a while ago, and I enjoyed it, but I never really got around to picking the rest of that show back up.
That's the exact same thing with me. I actually thoroughly enjoyed Ald Noah Zero. I only seen like the first 5 episodes of it, though, because I got caught up with all the other animes that come out in this season. I haven't finished Ald Noah Zero, but I truly enjoyed it, and I totally would be excited for season 2 had I finished the other one, but I just haven't gotten around to it, and I don't know. It's a weird thing with me that I can't really finish a mecha anime. Like, I love mecha, but I can't finish them. So do I really love it that much? Yes.
I was just going to say, it doesn't look like there's a ton of mecha anime this winter season. The Ald Noah Zero, and then that Fafnir thing, Exodus.
Yeah,
I think those are the only 2 that I see.
So another thing that's coming up that fans might enjoy is Tokyo Ghoul Season 2. I did not finish the first season of Tokyo Ghoul, so I can't watch this one. But I do want to keep up with it somehow, to see if I can catch up with Tokyo Ghoul. Because what I saw of it, I did enjoy. I just need to finish, essentially. But fans will be happy that Tokyo Ghoul Season 2 is coming out.
I'm interested in Yuro no Yatterman. It's by Tatsunoko Productions, and I've never heard of Tatsunoko Productions before. Is it like Tatsunoko versus like the people who did Gatchaman? Like, if that's what Tatsunoko is, then like I'm tenfold interested in it. That's what caught my eye originally.
I'm gonna peek down into the movies that are coming out. And now I'm not super interested in all the movies, but there is one movie in particular that's really important that actually should already be out by this recording. And that's the Psycho Pass movie. So Psycho Pass is a huge thing. Everybody loves Psycho Pass who have seen it. I love Psycho Pass. I still need to finish it, so I can't watch the movie. But the movie is out, especially because it's production IG.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was talking about earlier with the promotion and the train station.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that actually connects right in. That's out, guys. You should check that out.
Speaking of production IG in the first place, there was an action anime that was coming out called Jukensu no Maria, and then, like, I thought the artwork for it was really good, and it was done by Production IG, so I thought, you know, hey, what the heck, I'd check it out. And then I found out that it's about succubus and witches and stuff like that, and for some reason, I just really don't like, in the same way that Sean won't watch Helsing because he doesn't like vampires, I won't watch stuff because I don't really like witches and magic and stuff.
So you're telling me you didn't watch Charmed?
No, I didn't watch Charmed.
See, I really liked Charmed.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't think anyone did.
Nobody liked Charmed?
I don't know. Someone had to have. They made several seasons of it.
The producer really liked it. I got all this money.
Can we just be real for a second? And can we talk about the speculations of spring 2015 for a sec?
I'm sure we would be talking about that eventually.
Because... the shows that they have listed for 2015 are amazing. There's the new Digimon.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
Yeah, so the continuation of Digimon, a new Lupin the Third series, the new Studio Trigger
what is
animation.
This Ninja Slayer?
Ninja Slayer. I Can't Understand What My Husband Is Saying, season 2. Robo-Girl Z, season 2.
Oh, sweet. Robo-Girl Z Plus.
Yeah. And then a new Attack on Titan OVA. And of course, the next Susanoo Gargantia OVA, which actually comes out on April 4th, which means we are going to be at Anime Boston when that movie comes out, and I am so excited.
You know what? Forget winter.
Yeah,
let's go to spring now.
No, see, like seriously, I'm actually way more excited for the speculations at least. These are obviously just speculations. This is subject to change because, I mean, come a whole season from now, you really don't know what they're gonna. Push. From the way it looks, there's a lot of really good stuff. Ooh, there's even another harem anime.
I'm so surprised.
I don't know, man. I like harems.
I like old harems.
There's a cat girl anime.
There's definitely a lot more anime on this chart that you can check out. As far as right now, the Kantai Collection one is really the only one that I've looked forward to that is coming on to Crunchyroll. So
I'm really hoping Crunchyroll picks up a lot more, which I know they do. I know they pick them up pretty, like, they announce
as they start them.
Yeah, they announce them as they start them, pretty much.
Right. Yeah, so hopefully they will add some more. If you guys want to check out more of the anime coming out this season and you want a better description than what we gave you, because our descriptions suck, go to AnyChart, and then at the top there's a winter tab, and it'll just bring you right to 2015.
Yeah, guys, like, all the information is there for you. We just want to give you a heads up as to what's coming out and some of our opinions of what we might be watching. We want to let you make your own decisions, so we'll give you a crappy description, then you can make a decision on your own.
Yes. It looks like there's an anime coming out in spring that's along the lines of High School of the Dead, Triage X.
Triage X. Oh, yeah, look at that.
It's definitely a boob anime, but it looks like it... I don't know if it's done by the same people who did the High School of the Dead manga or not.
It's a good question.
But the synopsis seems pretty cool. They're like, well, they're well trained and well endowed nurses, but they, I think that's the first part. But they, I guess, when they're not working at the hospital, they like fight the cancers of society and I guess kill people.
Are we still in spring?
Yes.
Why are we talking about spring?
I don't know.
Because it looks summer? Amazing. I'm just saying. Check out the spring chart, guys. Too. It's out. And that's the Tapagotchi.
You have to do that every time now.
Tapagotchi.
So I guess it's time to move on to some fan service.
All right, guys.
We have a couple things.
Yeah.
Not too many.
Gerardo sent me some promo art of the new Evangelion ride that's coming out. So the new Evangelion ride is kind of... imagine the Spider-Man ride at Universal Studios, if you've ever been, or the Transformers ride at Universal Studios, where it's an interactive... screen ride, I think. That is what I, from the promos, that is what I see. But there's, you know, motion art and promo art of what it is, and we got to take a look. It looks pretty cool. It looks like it would be really fun. I would totally go.
And I just looked up it is the same artist, at least, that does the High School of the Dead and Triage X.
Perfect.
I am not surprised.
So Gerardo says, Happy New Year, Wicked Anime. The keynote sweaters, a.k.a. boob sweaters we mentioned in the last episode, do in fact keep that area warm, so his friend tells him. He has no idea how that works, because it's still an open space in the sweater, so I don't know, but he says he's not going to question it.
Dylan's not familiar with the keyhole sweater yet. He has to listen to the last
episode.
Is it like
Power Girl?
Yes, it is.
That is almost exactly what we said on the episode.
Yeah.
Gerardo recommends, he says, hey, why don't you guys release an episode that is completely unedited, minus sound effects and music that we add?
Because it would be like 3 hours long.
And it would
there's
be
a
awful.
There's a lot of awkward silence that I think John cuts out too.
You think I cut out? There's going to be like an entire 15 minutes of this that's going to be cut out.
Granted,
just silence.
Granted, he does say he thinks that it would be pretty hilarious. This is all according to the outtakes that we did, which we do cut out some pretty funny stuff a lot of the time.
Well, I could say like we cut out the dead air and leave in all the outtakes as it goes. I mean,
yep.
I don't know how that would work.
We're keeping it in mind.
I think you're also under the impression that we have better public speaking skills than you think.
Well, we do.
We're not even in public. This is just, it's just speaking skills.
Our public speaking skills are pretty good. We do pretty good at that.
It's just when you're in a room with just you two is when things don't go so well.
Well, because we have editing, so we don't need to pay attention that much. Anyway, he says so far none of his Christmas demands came true, but he did get a figure of Ryoko from Kill la Kill, which I am pretty jealous of.
It wasn't one-to-one.
It was not a one-to-one, but it was Ryoko, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And another thing that he wants is one of his New Year's demands for us, he says, is he wants... us to do an Avatar episode. He wants us to do a Tamagotchi on Avatar, which would force me to watch all
I know, I was just about to say, Andrew's got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, he said that I hadn't seen it, but it was Andrew Gerardo. Get it right. Some wicked fan you are.
And I've seen a lot of, like, early half, and then I just saw, like, the ending, so there's a gap of...
Thank you, Gerardo, for your fan service.
Our fan Evan was talking, sent me a message saying that he's catching up on our episodes, and he stated that in episode 51, when we were doing our vending machines, real or fake, he said that...
Oh, boy. They do have carpet squares?
Yeah, no. He stated that...
I forgot about that.
That I wasn't sure whether or not there were vending machines in Buddhist temples. So he said that when he went to Japan, that not only were there vending machines in Buddhist temples, but there were also ones in Buddhist cemeteries. So I thought, I don't know. I just can't fathom that. I'm still having trouble fathoming the fact that there are Buddhist temple.
They're convenient.
Is it like a flower vending machine at the cemetery?
I don't know.
I think it's just a... I mean, you get thirsty wherever you... I mean, you could be thirsty anywhere, so why not? I mean, they're really convenient. They're just awesome. I think they're wicked cool.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, they change according to the seasons. They change out the drinks. They have blue buttons for cold drinks and red buttons for hot drinks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Vending machines are way cool in Japan. Lastly, we have Big Bad Shadow Man, who said that if we recall in our last episode... When we talked about the death of Koichi Kawakita...
We mentioned cardboard buildings, basically.
We did mention cardboard buildings, which is one of the things that I thought was one of the cooler things about Godzilla. Well, Big Bad Shadow Man came and corrected us, which is totally cool, because we sling wrong information like it's nobody's business on the show. That's why we appreciate our fans so much.
Yeah, guys, tell us when we're wrong.
Yeah. And he said that he met Kawakita, and Kawakita has actually been doing effects on Godzilla since 1989, so not the whole time. He hasn't been doing that. But also that Godzilla never used cardboard buildings. They use more, you know, larger materials, and Godzilla movies are a lot more
cardboard
higher quality.
Yeah, cardboard is kind of just what you say to talk about miniatures, I guess. But they are definitely not cardboard in Godzilla. Basically.
Yeah.
It's building material.
It's corkboard.
Yeah. They go sturdy. It's sturdy material.
Sturdy board.
But thank you for that info, Big Bad. We appreciate that information and appreciate the correction on that because, you know, go to you guys. And I believe that's all we have for fan service.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for the Merry Christmases and everything, too, that have been sent to us over the past seasons.
Yep. Yeah, Mike, our fan Mike sent us a Merry Christmas.
And we got some on Twitter as well.
Yep, a bunch of tweets. The tweets and Twitters.
Bunch of chatter on the internet.
That's right. Some radio chatter from space aliens.
Wiretaps from the government. So cue up that piano because it is time to learn what we...
To talk about what we...
To talk about what we learned today in sentimental anime.
Today, I like the app bubble noise.
Yeah, the volume. Okay, today on Wicked Anime, I learned screw the winter season because the spring season of anime is way better. All right. What I learned today on Wicked Anime is in China, things can explode, but when it rains poop, it's just another day.
I learned today that John and Andrew don't seem to like mashed potatoes unless they have gravy.
And biscuits, yo.
Which is, they're fine just the way they are.
That was an elemental anime.
Yeah, it was.
Perfect timing.
It's time to move on to some shameless plugs.
All right, guys, if you want to join our conversation, if you guys want to tell us what animes you're excited about, which I know you have, all of you guys always usually send us what you're looking forward to, what you're excited about, what you're not excited about, please continue to do that for this season of anime. You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews@gmail.com, all one word. You can also post at us at facebook.com. We're on facebook.com. We have all sorts of updates for news and Wicked Anime postings and Wicked Anime events, what have you. So find us there. You can tweet at us at Yo Wicked Anime. That's where we have all kinds of funny antics, personal chats with our fans. I mean, we do personally chat on Facebook as well, but I don't know. We just get some crazy stuff going on Twitter. I think Twitter is like one of the funniest things now that I know how to work it. We still tumble things. You can follow us on Tumblr. It's not as exciting as Twitter or Facebook, but hey, we're there. We usually share a lot of Peter Pan stuff. You can find us at nerdyshow.com, of course, if you're not already listening to the podcast at nerdyshow.com or iTunes or SoundCloud. That's right. Wicked Anime on SoundCloud. Follow us there. You can also make comments directly on the SoundCloud.
Rate and review on iTunes.
All right, guys. That's it for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We will see you on the next episode. It is time to sign off the only way we know how.
Adios.
Bye.
Nerdyshow.com, did you see that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That's right.
We have to take a step back.
We do?
We need to do a sentimental anime.
That's right. Well, we can still do that.
Yeah, we can. Get the piano ready.
I am.
See, the guy who wanted the unedited episode, this is what happens. Yeah. We forget to do something, and then John's going to have to put it back in a different order later.
Literally hours of work.
In fact, you should probably put this clip at the end. You know,
we forgot to do sentimental anime, so now we're at the end of the show. We're going to do it now, and then he's going to put it back in where it normally would go. This is us behind the curtain.
So cue up that piano because it is time to learn what we...
To talk about what we...
To
have
talk learned. About what we learned today in sentimental anime.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships.
For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.